Well, there's a lot of really good radios and a lot of really good systems and all that and things going on. So it's like you say, maybe where you're listening because, you know, you got something close to you. But, yeah, there's a lack of activity on the air. You know, everybody's all segmented off. But I'll just real quick, let me just answer because, you know, honestly, it won't take that long. So, yes, I have radio technicians, but you got to understand, radio technician isn't like, you know, if you're thinking, now we do have, you know, full-blown solder stations and fully able of doing SMD repair and stuff like that. Do we do that? No. We don't really do that kind of work anymore. We're going to be shipping out for flat rate repairs a lot of the, you know, handhelds and portables and mobiles and stuff like that. You got to, you're more troubleshooting systems, integrating systems. You got to make things work with other things. You've got to understand all the systems and complexities of the systems. There's a lot of software. There's a lot of flashing and upgrading and configuring and things like that. So just maintaining the archives in these radios, you probably know how it is for some of these ham radios. It gets, you know, it gets compounded and then multiplied times thousands for, you know, writing archives for, you know, for the subscribers, as we call them. You know, there's programming on the system. So it's not, you know, if you're picturing, if the guys all do have benches fully equipped to do, you know, soldering and all that stuff, and there's, you know, there's some of that going on, but mostly it's when they're trying to interface things, and then maybe they got to, you know, whip up a quick circuit to kind of, like, patch two things together that, you know, there isn't a turnkey solution for. But that classic radio tech sitting at a bench kind of thing is not really kind of what we do anymore. In fact, you know, the guy's got to be a little bit more savvy with tech, you know, like computers and things like that, and being able to find their way around flashing, upgrading, and programming radios is easily, you know, half the job anymore. So, I'd be more than happy to answer any of the questions specifically you have, but, you know, the classic idea of a bench tech, you know, with his soldering iron going and replacing resistors and something, those days are pretty much behind us.